Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
96.5 TIC, it's Christine and Salt. And joining us on the phone this morning is Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin, who I'm sure is burning the candle at both ends. Good morning, Mayor Bronin.
Good morning, Christine. How you doing?
I'm good. I know you've been briefing, your constituents daily. You've been keeping us all up to date. Hartford has four police officers who have coronavirus, and you've prohibited gatherings of 10. I know you said you can't stop, but you want to slow it. How do you think it's going?
Well, look, I think that we're all expecting to see the number of cases ramp up in the days and weeks ahead. Mm-hmm. I think the number of positive tests that we've seen is just a fraction of the tip of the iceberg of the number of cases that are really out there. And I know the state's been working hard and the hospitals have been working hard to ramp up testing, and we've got drive-through testing capability at a lot of places. So I think as the number of tests grows, we're going to see more and more positives. But we want to know that. We want to identify, anybody who is testing positive, and that'll help us slow the spread and contain it. But, look, we're trying to spread the word as much as we can and communicate every way we can. So appreciate you having me on.
Mayor, what are the struggles that you have, in Hartford, where it's a city? Because Christine and I, we live in the suburbs. It's a little different. It's easier for us to social distance because we literally chose that as a lifestyle. We live away from our neighbors and things like that. So what are the challenges that everyday life inside of the city of Hartford are posing for you?
Look, I think for the most part, people really are getting it, whether it's here in the city or out in the suburbs. People are understanding the importance of staying apart from others. I think the places where it's a challenge are the same for everybody, too. And that's, places like the grocery store, where you've got to get necessities, you've got to get things done, but you've got to be very conscious about doing it in a different way than you normally do. We have some additional challenges with things like school lunch distribution, food pantries, homeless shelters, even the distribution of our the Chromebooks. We're giving out 10,000 Chromebooks this week to students to help bridge that digital divide so that students can access remote learning. And we've got to do our best to make all of those things possible while separating people, spreading folks out. And, the message that we're just repeating over and over again is we've got to work together right now to get past this. Or at least slow us down. And the way we work together is by staying apart.
What's the status of the remote learning? Because I know each school system has really kind of been tasked with taking it into their own hands and dealing with, their individual school systems. What's going on in Hartford? I heard you said you handed out 10,000 Chromebooks to students in Hartford. Are they going to be able to get up and running fairly soon?
Well, we're in the middle of distributing those Chromebooks. But look, every district has a challenge of putting in place an unprecedented teaching model, right? I mean, shifting to remote learning is something new for every district. We've got an added challenge here and many other districts too, because a lot of our families don't have the devices, don't have the technology, the access that would allow that remote learning to happen. And so the first step is to try to bridge that divide a little bit and get those devices into kids' hands so that they can make the connection. And then we got to do that second part, which is implementing a brand new teaching model remotely. And again, that's something that every district is wrestling with. And I think every parent and every kid is going to have to be a little bit patient. But I'm really, really grateful to all of the teachers and the educators who are being creative and flexible and trying to make something work.
Now, for those of us, we're social distancing, we're at home, we're sort of feeling a little helpless, but we're doing what we can to stop the spread. But what, for those of us that want to do a little something extra to help, what would you recommend is the most helpful right now?
Sure. Well, look, first of all, you know, don't underestimate how much you're helping by just staying home and staying away from others. That really is the biggest thing that that anybody can do right now. But there are ways that you can help out beyond that. You know, food security is a real issue in a lot of communities, not just cities, but a lot of communities around the state in a normal week, in normal times. It's going to be an even bigger issue in the coming weeks. And so, you know, places like Food Share, which organize the distribution of food to a lot of pantries, they are going to be absolutely critical to keeping families healthy and fed. And so if you've got the time, if you're willing, if you're younger and healthier and a little lower at risk and you're willing to volunteer, places like Food Share could really use that help. And that's so important because we've got to make sure that everybody who needs food is able to get it. The other thing is that, you know, if you're in a position where you're able to make financial contributions, I know a lot of people are going to be hit really, really hard by this. And a lot of incomes are going to be disrupted and it's going to be a lot of pain. But if you're in a position to contribute financially, the United Way and the Hartford Foundation have both set up relief funds, and I encourage you to reach out. And you know, if there's ways you can help, it would mean a lot.
We are speaking with Mayor of Hartford, Luke Bronin. Now, I know you're a father of three. Are you finding it? Possible to keep your kids busy at home while this is all going on? I know you're busy with all of the workings of the city and government. You and your wife, is this okay for you guys? You all right?
Well, look, I'll be honest. I mean, my wife is bearing the brunt of that right now.
Yeah,
I'm working from home as much as I can, but I've look. I think the kids so far are doing okay, and they are working hard and trying to maintain as much of a routine as possible. I think that's one of the things that we've found is that you really got to try to build a routine into the day.
They're not beating each other up like my kids.
Yeah. Does your wife just come home and be like, you know, you got to talk to your son? I'm just saying.
No comment on that one.
Mayor Bronin, I know you're a runner, and you've really encouraged people to not give up on their exercise routines. Mm-hmm. You know, you can do that on your own. You can get out. The city parks are open, even though the facilities are closed. So I know you've been encouraging people to stay healthy as we kind of start to go a little stir crazy.
Yeah, look, I think that's really important. Parks are open. We've got some beautiful parks in this city. Even if you're not near a park, get out and go for a walk or go for a run. Don't do it with a big group of people, and don't try to, you know, pull together a pickup basketball game. But get out and take a walk or go for a run or ride your bike. Do something to get some fresh air and keep yourself healthy and your mind clear. I think that's really important for everybody.
Real quick, before we let you go, any word on, like, mortgage or rental relief for people who are suffering?
Well, you know, there's already been relief from evictions, and I think that there is a very, very active conversation about broader mortgage relief, and that's, I think, both at the state and the federal level. But I think that banks and, lenders of all kinds are going to have to be a lot more flexible, and my sense is that they get that right now. But we're still in the early days. So what I would say to folks is, if you have the ability to stay on top of those payments, do it, because you don't want to be walking into a mountain of debt on the backside of this. But I think that there are a lot of folks working on relief programs to make sure that people aren't getting squeezed even more right now when so many jobs are being lost, so many businesses are closed. This is going to be tough for a while.
Well, Mayor Brunan, we appreciate the effort, the help, the inspirational words, and thank you for your leadership, and thank you for calling in this morning.
And good luck with the kids.
I appreciate it. Can I share one more thing?
Sure.
Absolutely.
I want to say two things real quick. One, I just want to say thanks to all of the first responders who are out there. That's, you know, public works, fire, police, dispatchers, everybody, and of course our healthcare workers, mm-hmm. And grocery store clerks. There's so many people out there keeping things running, and just never want to do, you know, say anything without saying thank you to them. And I also want to say, if you have symptoms or if you think you might have been exposed, the thing to do is call your doctor or call the hotline that Hartford Hospital set up. And I'm going to just say what that is. It's 860-972-8100. 860-972-8100. Reach out. You can talk to somebody live if you need to. That's the best way to deal with this right now if you think that you need to talk with a healthcare provider or try to get tested.
Oh, that's absolutely wonderful information. Thank you again, Mayor. We really, really appreciate you coming on with us this morning.
Thank you both. Anytime.